looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, my phone's been running hot all weekend over the shabby treatment of our veterans, these men and women who served our country and who represented Australia with great pride and distinction at the 2018 Invictus Games here in Sydney. It was an incredible event, and our veterans did us proud in a range of adaptive sports. Now, I've been very vocal on this program to get our team members the Australian sports medals that they were promised after those games. Late last year, the Prime Minister, the Governor-General, well, we all thought it was a done deal. The Queen had to officially sign off on it, and again did so at the end of last year. Again, this is not a military medal, but they're the same sports medals presented to our Olympians after the Sydney Games in 2000. So back in 2018, the Prime Minister and then opposition leader Bill Shorten, then Defence Minister Maurice Payne, all threw their support behind it. And yet we find ourselves still in June 2021 and our veterans are still waiting. This is a disgrace and so disrespectful to our veterans. Now, it looks as if some bureaucrat is further delaying the process. But why? They've been so patient for years. You've got veterans who've been waiting and I think have been very tolerant as far as these medals. They just want to know where they are. So come on, our veterans deserve better. These games gave them purpose and adaptive sports are such an important part for some of these men and women, our veterans, who have been struggling with mental health issues. It's shameful that a bunch of bureaucrats can treat these heroic Australians in such a way. So, can we please get these sports medals promised 3 years ago, signed off at the end of last year by Her Majesty the Queen, into the hands of our veterans and our Invictus team members? They've fought for our country in some of the most hostile environments in the world. They then competed for our country at those memorable Invictus Games that I rate as one of the best events that I've ever attended or covered as a journalist. Stop the delays. The medals have been signed off ages ago and our veterans are at the end of their tether. They certainly shouldn't be ignored. And so do the respectful thing and get these sports medals to our Invictus team members.